Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players, Sue Miller. How are you today, Sue?
Oh, I'm great, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the show once again. And now we're going to talk about the big holiday spectacular you guys are going to be putting on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow night, right?
Yes, and we've got a little bit of snow coming down to put everybody in the mood, and we are ready for our sixth annual community Christmas show at the Shoreline Players Theater.
Wow, sixth annual, for sure. And it sounds like this year may be bigger and better than ever.
Well, here's the thing. It has been such a popular show that we have actually had people watching it on the TV in the lobby when we run out of room for them to sit down.
Well, that's good. Well, hopefully we fill it up and maybe people come to the first show and then the second show also.
Well, that's great. They can do that, too, because they're each going to be a little different. But we did decide to expand to two nights this year to give everybody who wanted to attend the opportunity to be comfortable and in our house with all the beautiful Christmas decorations and Christmas music and that kind of thing.
Indeed. Tonight and tomorrow night gets underway at 7:30. Now, tell us what they're going to experience these two nights, Sue.
Well, kind of our tradition has been that J.D. Hawk has been our master of ceremonies. So for this evening's show, J.D. will be with us.
Okay.
Along with the Sunrise Harmony Chorus of Sweet Adelines. We'll have our ever-popular Mark Lee, our storyteller, that we're, you know, talented actor, director, and our in-house storyteller.
Yeah.
We have God's MVPs from the Grace Lutheran Church next door, and they'll be... That's God's Most Valuable Puppets, for anybody who's not sure. And they'll be performing for us. And we have Tim Curtis and Linda Ramsdell will be singing. And we have one of our young performers from our Spida group, Ashlyn Martinez, will be performing. And, of course, our Spida kids will be doing the Santa interviews. That's their show this year, and it's really, really funny little show.
Oh, all right. The Santa interviews. Now, both of those are all those things happening on both nights?
Well, the way this works, several of those things will be common to both shows.
Okay.
And then tomorrow night, the Sweet Adelines will not be with us, but instead we are honored to have the East Shore Youth Jazz All-Stars, which is a community jazz band of kids from Oscoda, Hale, and Taos area schools, and that's under the direction of Jim Sapp, and he's got some great volunteers, Jake and Sharon Heidema, and John Thomas, who helped him with that, and Susan Rook. And they're all wonderful volunteers, and they do a great job with these kids. And they, along with that, they have a quartet, a saxophone quartet called, let's see, I want to make sure I get this right because I love their name. They are called the Dead End Quartet.
The Dead End Quartet.
The Dead End Quartet, because they rehearse at Jim's house, and Jim's house is on a dead end street.
Oh,
so he let the kids name their own band, and they are the Dead End Quartet, and I think that's just wonderful.
That is. That's clever. Okay.
And then Mark Lee will be our master of ceremonies for the Saturday evening show, along with doing his fabulous Christmas stories, you know, always some funny ones, always some touching stories with Mark, and both shows will wrap up with something that has become a tradition that we hope to never change, the big Christmas light show.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you should say that because I saw it recently on the local public the television station, and
I got
to see one of the older ones, and it was amazing. So, you know, what a great finale that is.
And, you know, if it looks good on TV, let me tell you, I got to see it on TV myself the other day, it's still even better in person.
Well, they need to come out in person either of the two nights.
Absolutely.
Tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night at 7:30. Now, the admission charge for this is?
Oh, it's very expensive. It's free.
Free admission. That's amazing.
Free. It's our way of saying thank you to the community that has supported us for so long. One of our longtime members, I know you know, and many of your listeners probably know, Debbie McCoy.
Sure.
Is all about the fact that our community supports us all year long, and we need to do things whenever we can, like running these youth programs and this free Christmas show and that kind of thing, to give back to the community that supports us and keeps our doors open all year long. So in that tradition, we charge absolutely nothing for this show.
So no reservations then. They just come on out and, the doors will open, probably 7 o'clock the doors open?
The doors will be open at 7 for them to find their seats. It's just general admission seating. They can come in, find their seats. We'll have a lovely little intermission break with some Christmas cookies and, you know, some beverages, that kind of thing. The kids did ask, and we are going to let them take up a little collection, and that collection will go strictly towards the kids' group and helping them to continue to put on their shows. It's just going to be a free will offering. At some point during the show, probably, you know, right after intermission or something.
Yeah.
And we don't want anybody to feel obligated. If they have a little extra jingle in their pocket and would like to pass it on to our kids group, that's wonderful, because the Shoreline Players Youth Drama Association never charges kids to participate, never charges anything for the activities that these kids do. So a little extra support for them is always appreciated, but it's certainly not required for you to come through our doors.
Indeed. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun couple of nights. Tonight, 7:30, tomorrow night, 7:30, and that's at the Shoreline Players Theater. You guys are right there on Skeel Avenue.
Yes, we are. Yes. We are right there in Oscoda on Skeel Avenue next to the Robert Parks Library.
Very good. Well, Sue Miller from the Shoreline Players in Oscoda, we appreciate you spending some time with us today. And I know when we get into the new season next year that we'll talk to you more about what will be upcoming for the Shoreline Players.
Lots of fun stuff coming up in the new year, and we're hoping that Debbie will be back doing some work with us this year. Lots of good things happening all the time at Shoreline Players. You can find us on the web at www.shorelineplayers.org. You can give us a jingle at 739-3586, or you can even like us on Facebook if you want a little more information about the group.
You betcha. Sue, have a wonderful time tonight and tomorrow night, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Kevin, and we appreciate all the support we get from Carol Broadcasting.